just want to thank all the bus, Chasanya, Yashkoyach, thank you for hosting. My dear friend Moshe Tzvi for coming out, having me, and everybody else here come to share, to listen, to grow, Bezus Hashem. Chanas for Pesach. It's very interesting. Speak about the Arba Kosos. The role of the Arba Kosos, the role of the Matzos, focal point of the Seder. Gemara says that there are two themes when it comes to Arba Kosos. There's the Inyan of Cheiris, and then there's the Inyan of Arba Kosos. So the Gemara says, Shasa'an b'vas achas, if you drink all the Arba Kosos at once, so your yoytzi de chavis. Chavis you have. But Arba Kosos you don't have. And the fact that the Arba Kosos are scattered throughout the Seder is for an obvious deep reason. Whatever that deep reason is, hopefully we'll touch upon it, not that it's so deep. But everything is in its place and it should be exactly where it is. The Magen Mishnah and the Beis Yosef goes along with this. Proofs from a halacha regarding Neres Chanukah, Megillas Esther, that it's a din in Pirsumei Nisa. So they argue that Pirsumei Nisa is also applicable to Arba Kosos. And the fact that a person has to go the extra mile to acquire Arba Kosos would suggest that it's Pirsumei Nisa. Doing some research on that a little bit today, the Ma'aser Rokeach, in his commentary on the Rambam, he argues and it says it's not mechuch, it's not mechuch even from those makaris that that's true. But like upon him, it's accepted that Arba Kosos is an inyan in Pirsumei Nisa. It seems obvious by Megillas Esther and Neres Chanukah, the degree of Pirsumei Nisa, they go out beyond the four walls of the Beis Medrash, or the Beis Knesses. But how was Arba Kosos an inyan of Pirsumei Nisa? Just because we say everybody can come, Kol Dichven Yesev Yechel, so it doesn't seem like Matzah is an inyan of Pirsumei Nisa. No, it's Charoses. But Arba Kosos is. So what is the Pirsumei Nisa of Arba Kosos exactly, if we take it that it is? Secondly, we have halachas and minhagim when it comes to the achilas ha-matzah. In order to ensure, the Chazal say that the matzah should be eaten l'se'avon, that it should be eaten with a hunger, with an appetite. Where do we find a mitzvah like this? That it should be eaten l'se'avon. We refrain from eating matzah, some minhagim, 30 days before. That you should eat it l'se'avon, as if this is such an important part. Not that it's ma'akev even, but we go great lengths to ensure that the matzah should be eaten l'se'avon. But since when do we care about such a thing? That food should be eaten l'se'avon? Although we do see a smach to it by Yitzhak Avinu, Tzudel Yitzayid Asher Ahavti. No? So to explain B'siyat HaDishmaya, which had to be Makatzer because it's a long sugya, and again, still the thoughts are still in motion. Let's begin with the following Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nachman writes in Tinyan Chaf Beis, it's a short piece. Kishemechadshin chidushei Torah, when there's chidush in the world, chidushei Torah, v'azay yesh elu hayiduim, there are those who are called yiduim, the ones who are in the know, or mistaklim or metzapim alze, that they stand by, waiting for it, looking at it, keeping an eye on it. That tzarich laham in anshei chayil. So, what's the solution? You have to set up guards. You have to protect the chidushei Torah. Lahamidam lifneim aleachreim. There needs to be guards before and behind in order to protect the Chidushei Torah. Such a beautiful Torah. Kedei Shalei is Karev Zar. So that those who don't belong don't come in. So how do you do that, says Rav Nachman? V'zeh nasa ayudei limar ha-poiske. By learning halacha. Shetzarech lilmoid poiskim koidim ha-chidish shumachadish v'acharkach. In order to protect the Chidushei Torah, so we need to learn psak halacha before and after. V'ayidei zeh nasis b'chinas an sheichayo. An sheichayo means warriors, officers. So the piskei halacha are the an sheichayo which protect the Chidushei Torah. So that the Torah can go in between safely. Because they stand armed to protect the Eish Yisrael, no? And the Zarim, the Yeduim, or Omdim Umitzapim Umistaklim can't come close. Such a beautiful Torah. What does it have to do with Pesach? But before we get there, B'Sinat HaDeshmaya, where do we see a precedent for such a thing? All the tzaddikim, when they said Torah, especially Rabbi Nachman, they said the final product, but there was, especially in these short Torahs, Rabbi Nachman said about himself and all the tzaddikim that they only said Hakdamas and they were Machase, Alfei Tvachayim. We see this L'chairo in the Torah. That if there was ever a gilui of chiddush in Torah, it was by matan Torah. Ein chiddush Torah gedola mizeh. And we see how the Torah situates the gilui of matan Torah. It begins in Parsha Shoifte, which begins with Amidas HaShoifte. In fact, Yisro uses this lashon. Yisro says, "Va'ata techazem mikolam an sheichayil yireh leikim." He establishes an sheichayil in preparation for the gilui of chidush Torah. And of course, at the end of Parshas Yisro, we move into Parshas Mishpatim. Ve'ein shoiftim gedai l'mizeh. So we see that the chidush in Torah, the very first and the greatest of all, is protected by Anshei Chayim. The klal is that every davar chashav needs a shmira. Every chiddush needs a shmira. That the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham eino yotzi yichidi b'layla, not to go out at night. And the night, of course, is the place which needs Shmira, that the Gemara says in the beginning of Baba Kama, Asa Shoimer, Yoim of Alayla, that the night is a time that the Sitra Achra, it's the Zman of Chayshech, the Zman of Din, and every Davar Chashav needs Shmira Balayla. In fact, the Gemara suggests in the beginning of Brachas, it begins this way. The Gemara has a question, Arba Mishmaros Havi Halayla, Shalosh Mishmaros Havi Halayla. Even the Laila is broken down into Mishmaros. And the Davar Chadash is something which is very precious, and the Sitra Acha has no Chiddush. The Sitra Acha is very old. Melech Ksil V'Zakein. And it's searching for his Chadshas. But the Chiddush, the whole secret of Chiddush is only in the world of the Kedusha. And this is very nogia to Sheba Mitzrayim, to Geulas Mitzrayim, as the Chiddush Arim says, a well-known Torah. Vayakam melech chadash al mitzrayim asher lo yada es Yosef. So he asks a very Chassidish question. Since when do we find with the Sitra Achra a melech chadash? There's no Chiddush by the Sitra Achra, a melech chadash. The Teretz is that when the Koyach of Chiddush, which belongs to Israel, is lost, when it falls through our fingers, slips through the cracks, so it ends up in the hands of the Sitra Acha, and that's exactly what they want. But we need to protect the Koyach of Chiddush because it belongs to us. And because Asher lo yades Yosef, because they didn't know Yosef, so the Kayach of Chiddush, which is explaining a little bit more, fell into the hands of the Sitrach, into the hands of Paroi. But when we left Mitzrayim, we left with the Kayach of Chiddush. HaChodesh hazeh lachem, Reish Chadashim. The Kayach of Chiddush was given back to us. But now that we have the Koyach of Chiddush, we need to protect the Koyach of Chiddush. It needs good Shoyimim, Anshei Chayil, to protect it. And the Chari, you see this as well by the Megillah. By the Megillah, you find that there's an Eishes Chayil. That's Esther. And Esther had a good Shoyimer. His name is Mordechai Tzadik. Esther is the secret of Seser. Esther is the secret of the Levana, HaChodesh HaZalachem, the Koyach of Chiddush. And the Megillah tells us numerous times, Mordechai Yoishe B'Shar HaMelech. Mordechai was sitting by the Shar HaMelech. What was he doing by the Shar HaMelech? He was the Shomer for Esther. He needed to protect Esther. He needed to protect Esther from Haman. Without getting into the sugya, it's more of a Purim sugya, obviously. But what Haman wanted really was Esther. That's what he wanted. You see that from his downfall. Because his downfall, the downfall of Haman, is that Esther is drawing HaMelech, Achashverosh, and Haman to this party, and Haman is all excited about it, that he's coming to the party with Esther. But he's chap by the Melech because he's noifal al amita asher Esther shayichiv aleha. That's really what he wanted. The Sitra Acher wants the Koyach of Chiddush. It wants the Ishes Chayah. He wants that Esther, that the Chiddush should belong to him. And that's how he was chapped. That's the downfall of Haman HaRasha. And of course, this goes back to the Gan Eden. Haman is the Nachash. We know Esther is Chava. And the Medrash says that the Nachash had eyes on Chava. It says that he saw that Adam HaRishon was Tzoylin B'Saroi, Mitzanin and Yayin, and the Nachash, he put his eyes on Chava. He was miskaneh be'adam v'chava, and that's really what he wanted. He wanted her. Because there was no shoyimim, so he ended up with Chava, in a real sense. And it's Chava Rishayna, Chava Shnia, and that belongs to him. But you need good shoyimim. You need good shoyimim. That's the end of Mordechai Yoshe b'Shah Melech. And in fact, with Derech Remez, it says Mordechai Yoshe b'Shah Melech 5 times in the Megillah. 4 times. And the 5th time is when it's Yoitzi Mipi Haman, where he says that there's Kol Zayin and Ushevo Likos Man that I see Mordechai HaYehudi Asher Yoshe b'Shah Melech. Mordechai is Gematria Chayrin, the Inyan of B'nai Chayrin, the Inyan of Chayris. I haven't tied it in yet to Arba Koises, but we alluded already to the fact that there's a din Chayris by the Arba Koises, and there's a din Arba Koises. HaYehudi Asher Yoishe B'Shar HaMelech is Gematria Shoyimer b'miluyah. Shoyimer b'miluyah. Mordechai was the shoyimer. Mordechai was the shoyimer in Esther. And that's what Haman could not take. The Nachash tried to get the Chava, the Nachash was trying to get the Ishas Chava, but they were shoyimer. So be'emes is that by the Megillah Esther, we say 4 psukim out loud, which is the Pesumei Nisa of the Megillah. And the secret of the Pesumei Nisa of the Megillah is the same inyan of the Pesumei Nisa of the Arba Koises. Because Rabbi Yosef, if I ask you, what is the Eishes Chayil at the Seder night? What is the focus of the Seder? What is the Nekuda HaPnimi? The Afikoyman, the Matzah. That's the Eishes Chayil. But more than that, there's a Gili Shechina which takes place at the Seder night. Like we say, Bavur Zeh, Zeh Kedev V'Anvehu, the Sfarim say, Bavur Zeh Asa Hashem Mitzayisim Mitzrayim. At the night of Mitzayisim Mitzrayim, there was a Gili Shechina in Mitzrayim. You know the story about the Chozer from Lublin. Every time he came in the Haggadah, so the words, Umayra gadol zu gilui shechina. So he would conceal himself in a talis. He'd pull off his talis, and anybody who was there would basically faint on the spot. The Yiddikadosh, they say that the Rav Shitzer didn't. That he held onto the table with all of his might, and he didn't faint. But everybody else, when there was a gilui shechina by the chayza, when he lifted up the talis, when he was megalu the shechina the night of the seder, so nobody was able to withstand the gilui shechina. That's the Bavur Zev, the night of the Seder. That's the Zekin and Anvi, Shvi Yishol Pesach. That's what the Sfarim say, Kol Amar B'Lasapah HaRei Zev Meshuvach, that the Zev, Zekin and Anvi, there's a Gilui Shechina, which takes place at the night of the Seder. But whenever there's a Gilui Shechina, whenever there's a Megillas Esther, when that Esther has a Hizgalus, it needs to be Shoyimim. And the Shoyimim at the night of the Seder is the Arba Koisos. So Mamele, you can drink Arba Koisos, and you can have cheres. But unless the arbakosas are drunk in a way that they're al derech haseder hazeh, then you don't have a shmirah for the matzah. You don't have a shmirah. The matzah needs to be protected. And you see that it's tully in matzah, because as soon as the leil seder is over, we move into yom sheni shel pesach, that's already the day of hakrovas ha'omer. That's the chadash in yasham, but it's in the tzvuah, because the pesach, the matzah, the chametz, that's where the chiddush is taking place. That's the chadash, that's the chiddush. It takes place in the kayach ha-matzah. But there needs to be shomer. And the way that you're a shomer is when you create a distraction. A distraction. That's the pesumei nisa of the Arba Koisos. The matzah is b'chashoy. We don't make a big deal about the matzah. We don't talk about the matzah. We're talking about the Arba Koisos. There's a lot of koisos. That's the pesumei nisa. You're mefaris in the nes, you talk a lot about the Arba Koisos, so that nobody will pay attention to the matzah. Not because we don't care about it, but because there's eyes on the matzah. Which is why you take the afikoyman, and you quickly hide it. You're not hiding it from the children. You're hiding it from the Esav, who's looking for it. Who's looking for the afikoyman without going into a richas. And Moshe Tzvi will teach you about that, I'm sure he has many times. The inyan of the afikoyman, you have to hide the afikoyman. But you see exactly where the matzah is at the Seder. It's right in the middle. There's 15 simanim. Moti matzah 7 and 8. It's exactly in the middle. It's in the kudah apnimi. And you have to be ma'amid. Two kosas to the right. Two kosas to the left. This is the Anshei Chayil. And in fact, even Yisrael mentions four Anshei Chayil, does he not? He says, Anshei Chayil, Yireh Elokim, Anshei Emes Hatzoni Batzah. Four. And by the way, in davening, this takes place every day. That you go into Asiya, into Yetzira, into Bria, into Atzilas, which is four Shoyimim. That's where the Gilui Shechina is, B'Shas, Shmona Esrei. You know, Hashem spells out Tidach of Yagidus El Shetevas, Eisha Sifas, it's the Eisha Sifas Torah, that's the Shechina, and then you have four on the other side coming down again, Atzilas, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. You could be Marech, you can find many of them, that's the Arba Shoyimim in the night. Four times in the Megillah, you have to recite four Psukim out loud, right? That's what we said before. One in the beginning, two in the middle, and one at the end. It's the same thing. It's the same surah. But this is the Pesumei Nisa, which is a distraction, which is a protection, which is a shemira for the Eishes Chayil, which goes in the middle. My Rebbe says a beautiful remez, which supports this. Now, there's Kaddish and Nirtza. Right? Kaddish and Nirtza is Gematria Eishes Chayil. It's also the same Gematria as three times Matzah, and four times kos. Because there's an Eishes Chayil at the Seder. And it's totally in the matzah. It's an inyan in matzah. Which is why we find, the night of the Seder, we spoke about a Dover Chashuv, every Dover Chashuv needs a Shmira. So, the month of Nisan is also called Shomer. Shomer is Chodesh Aviv, you have to protect the month. And the night itself is protected, it's called Leil Shimurim. But of the Shmira of the month, and of the Shmira of the night, which is really called Shmira, Shmur matzah. The matzah needs to be shomur. It needs to be nishmar. You have to protect it from chametz, but in pnimius it needs also another degree of protection. Because all eyes, the yiduim, the tzoifim, they're looking at the seder. And there's something very valuable, which is nischadish, which presents itself at the seder, and that's the matzah. And especially the afikoyman. And it needs to be nishmar. This you can understand also. We talk about four cups of wine. We're talking about Shmira. Baba Metziah Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. How many Shomrim do we have in Torah? Arba Shomrim. Arba Shomrim, hey. And how many mezikin do you have in Torah? Reish Pesachas Baba Kama. Arba mezikin hay. So you need arba shoymerim to be shoymer on the arba mezikin. As in Teliyahu, can't talk about everything. But there's Arba Imos, which is Sarah, Rivka, Rachav, Aleya, which of course corresponds to the Arba Kosos, the Meichin of Ima, the Arizal says. And that's Gematria Shomer Yisrael. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Aleya. Shomer Yisrael. Okay, we're going to conclude soon. Because I want to hear you. This pertains to the sukkah as well, because you know we make a gzeirah shava, tesvav, tesvav. A hekesh between the night of the Seder and the night of Sukkot. So you could say the hekesh is as follows. At the night of the Seder, there's arba shomerim. And the whole mitzias of the sukkah is a shmir. That's what it is. You have four walls. Which patak, that's the Shmira. But the Arba Kosos, Kos of course is the Osio Sukkah, same thing, Sukkah, Kos. So the Kos, the Arba Kosios creates the walls of the Sukkah. That's the Shmira. This is perhaps chat which we say in Anam Zemiras. We say, Nafshi Chamda B'Tzayadecha, Ladas Kol Rosh Sadecha. Nafshi Chamda B'Tzayadecha is Sukkah. Ladas, because the man yedid the resechem ladas called Raz Sadecha. Sadecha is the osios dalid kos. So by understanding the sukkah, you understand the secret, the Raz of Sadecha. Samachov dalid chav, dalid kosos. The inyan of the arba shomerim, which is the inyan of the sukkah. So arba shomerim is gematria sukkah shalom, because it's an inyan of dalid shomerim. Let's come back to the matzah and come back to the inyan of matzah shmura and the questions which we asked before. We spoke about arba kosos, pirsumei nisa. We understand that we're mafarsim la'arba kosos because you're mafarsim the shomerim. You want the sitra achra to know that there's shomerim everywhere. We have it surrounded. You can't come close. But what does it mean for us b'derech avoda? There's a degree of matzah shmura, which is that the matzah al pi halacha has to be nishmar. But in Pimius, the matzah also has to be nishmar. How does a person ensure that the matzah which he eats at the night of the Seder, in Pimius, in Ruchnius, is called matzah shmur? So listen to the Gemara in Harius. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Maidich Siv, Ki Yisharim, Darche Hashem, Vitzadikin, Yelchumam, Upoishim, Mikashnubam. What's Pshat and Pasuk that two people could be doing the same thing, that Tzaddik, he'll grow from it, he'll be Nesaleh, but the Rasha will be Nechshol in it. So the Gemara says, out of all things, Mashal, Lishnei B'nei Adam, Shetzalu Pischeihem, two people who are being Oisik in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Echad Achlu D'Shem Mitzvah, Ve'echad Achlu D'Shem Achila Gasa. One eats it L'Shem Mitzvah, and the other one eats it L'Shem Achila Gasa. Zesha Achlu D'Shem Mitzvah, he who eats it L'Shem Mitzvah, Tzaddikim Yechuba. But the one who eats it, l'shem achila gasa, upoish le mikash luba. That means to say, the two people are doing the exact same mitzvah. They're both tzaddikim. You can't even tell the difference between the two of them, because how do you know if one guy's eating achila gasa and the other one's eating achila l'shem mitzvah? How do you even know? One of them could be wearing a very nice kittel, another one could be dressed in a baseball cap and a t-shirt, but this one is eating l'shem achila gasa and this one's eating l'shem mitzvah. So at the darshan, the pasuk, Chazal bring that drasha in regards to the achila on the night of the Seder, specifically to the Korban Pesach. But what's the pshat? What does that have to do with us? Because eating the matzah, l'shem shmura matzah, means you eat the matzah with a shmir. And this is the inyan of matzah l'teyava. Does it really mistaver, Rabbi Say, that Chazal wanted that a person should eat matzah l'teyava? Does that make any sense? In Pnimius, I don't understand it. In Chibuv Mitzvah, I understand. But since when is a Chibuv Mitzvah? Is that the more that you eat it with an appetite, that's called Chibuv Mitzvah? Is that really a high level that people are striving for? Selenius Daiti, it's like this. The reason why you have to come to the Seder, so that you eat the matzah at the oven, and by the way, imagine if all the Bukharim, they actually fasted, didn't break the fast, and they came to the Seder. There would be nothing more delicious than a piece of matzah. Even though matzah really has no taste, but there's nothing more delicious than a piece of matzah. This is the first thing you have to eat. But everybody's not eating, and it's a long night, and everybody's by the magid. We're chalishing for the matzah. That's the nisayon. If you eat the matzah l'te'avon, you fell into the trap. Because how could you make up two brachas on the matzah and say, Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah sabitzvanu, al achilas matzah, which means that you're eating the matzah l'shem mitzvah, and then to make a bracha of hamayitzi lechem min ha'aretz, make two brachas on the matzah, and then eat it l'te'avon, and think that that's what Chazal wanted. When he has daiti and pnimius, it does not make any sense. The nisayon at that moment is that after you work so hard to ensure in gashmius and in halacha with your anshei chayil out in the fields or in gourmet glatt, whatever it is, that you're going to buy the most mehudar dikah matzah, and then you come to the tzeder and everything is good and it's kosher al pi halacha, and you have a chance, now is your opportunity to eat that matzah. You've been waiting for this for 30 days, you've been waiting to eat this matzah. And you're sitting there and you're like, oh, there's nothing more delicious right now than this piece of matzah. Then you're a shayim b'kashluba. Chas v'shem not a rashi, kashluba. But you're not in the Indian of tzaddikim yachuba. And when you eat the afikoyimin, and after you stuffed yourself with shulchan aruch, and you're like, the last thing you want to do is eat a piece of matzah, and you're stuffing it down, that is the test. That is mamish the test. There's the satim al-fanin and the satim al-acharinu. There's nothing more which is more delicious than the matzah, that's your test. And then there's nothing more that you wouldn't want to eat than the matzah at the end, that's your test again. Between these two matzahs, because they come from the same shayrish, do they not? They come from that middle matzah. So even the other outer matzahs protect that matzah. Even the top matzah and the bottom matzah come to protect the middle matzah, which is the bracha, which you say, al achilas matzah on, which is your achikoyimin, which is your eishes chayil. The degree in which the eishes chayil is nesgala to a person at the night of the Seder, on our level, what that means for us is that a person is zeichet to zekili vandeu, he's zeichet to amunah, he's zeichet to all the brachas which come with eating the matzah and with drinking the abakoises, all the skulas alayla, like the svarim say, the apterav, that by eating the matzahs and the whole inyan of the insimun, it goes into you this night. All the brachas of michladim hemnusa, michlad asvasa, all the gifts that Hashem wants to give us, a person has to get past a lot of chayav misapeches in order to get to those brachas. That's Shmur Matzah. We have our Abba Shemrim, we have our Abba Avos Nezikin, and we have the mats in the middle. And in my haste, I've lost track of the other Ramazim to conclude. We'll say one last word about these matzahs. You could spend a whole year talking about emunah, and giving drushas, and going to shiurim, v'chule v'chule. With just one kazayas of the matzah night of the Seder, you give yourself more than a million words the whole year round. And this is a night which not just that the mitzapim and the yiduim are looking forward to, this is the night that it's called Lil Shemurim, because we look forward to this night the whole year. And 30 days to look forward to eating matzah is just a kol shehu of how much we wait for this night. If the Torah calls it Lil Shemurim, Shemurim is a lashon of being mitzapa, looking forward to something. V'aviv shamar asadavar. That our tata in heaven, the aviv, is shamar asadavar. He's waiting for these words, for these diburim on the night of the Seder, for the eating of this matzah. There's nothing more important than that. And I encourage, especially fathers and mothers, and even those who have brothers and siblings, whatever it is, it's not worth it, l'maisa, to have a very long magid where the children are sleeping or people are conking out and they don't eat the matzah. It's not worth it. It's not frum to have a 3-hour magid so you could tell your friends that you were up till 3-4 o'clock in the morning and everybody was platzing and nobody ate the matzah and everybody was tired already to eat the matzah. They didn't have a cheshek to eat the matzah anymore because you had to say this v'ator and to say that v'ator. The main thing is to say diburim, See, the Islam is tikkat diburim as much as you can, but it's going to go in anyways. But what's going to get it in is the matzah is going to get it in. The yain is going to get it in. Those mitzvahs is what the night is about. B'shosh, matzah, mar, imrach, nefanacha. The matzah is what it's about. Like we say many times, halayla hazeh kulo matzah. This is the night of matzah. It's completely about matzah. That's what it is. Shem Yisrael should help us. We should be able to come in an oifen of shmirah, and as we prepare for that, with our b'shoimim, good shmirahs on that, mekayim the mitzvahs l'shma, and to be nahad, to be nachas ruach, to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but that to be zeichet to a hergish of zakili van vego, the Eibishter in our life, and take the michla de b'hemnusa, that light of emuna throughout the whole year. With that, to be zeichet, finally, through this Leil Shimura, that the other half is still waiting for us. It's nishmar for us. The hiskalas of that or the or hagadol. K'mashiach tzidkenu. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.